Grant Russell, Jeff Wobser, Randy Greeno, Holly Frischi, and Andre Gilbert are with us this evening. I'm Chris Oakes, host of Good Mornings on WFIN Radio, and I'll be serving as moderator for this evening's forum. Before we hear from the candidates, allow me to explain the format for tonight's event. If you've joined us for previous forums, the format will be pretty much the same. We have allotted 90 minutes for tonight's forum. Each candidate will be given 2 minutes for any prepared opening remarks. We'll follow that with our question and answer session. The questions will be posed to all candidates generally, and each candidate will be allotted 90 seconds for their answers. Any follow-up questions or further discussion between the candidates will then be limited to 60 seconds each. Although we want to thoroughly discuss each issue as best we can, please note that we may need to limit follow-ups and rebuttals due to the size of tonight's panel. And along those same lines, although we will allow a candidate to finish a thought, we ask that each of you respect the time limitations so that we may cover as much ground as possible. Before coming on the air tonight, we drew numbers to determine the order of opening remarks, and we will begin this evening with Mr. Wobser.
Chris, thank you very much. And thank you to WFIN, University of Findlay, for hosting us tonight. My name is Jeff Wobser, and I'm starting my sixth year on City Council at an at-large position. I was originally from Findlay, was born and raised here, and grew up on the north end of town. Since I've been back in town after college, I've served on various boards, including most recently the Raise the Bar Board of Directors, which is our workforce initiative in Hancock County, and of course the Findlay Area Swim Team. Currently on City Council, I'm the chairman of the Appropriations and the Strategic Planning Committees. Instead of going further into my background, one thing I wanted to point out tonight, because we do have a very diverse set of candidates. I think most of the Republicans in Hancock County or in the city of Findlay know who I am, since I've been around for quite a while. Just very quickly, I think one of the things that it's important to remember as we go forward with this election is how the different parts of government work together. We have the mayor in the administration, we have the auditor and city council, who all are elected officials and parts of our government. Those three parts of the government must work very closely together to make sure that the city runs efficiently and creates a clear and consistent vision for where we're going. Unlike our federal government, which is extremely divided, and some would say extremely non-efficient at this point in time, the city can't afford that type of situation because we don't have the time, nor do we have the money to be that inefficient. So tonight, I would simply ask you, as you listen to the different candidates, to evaluate who you think would be the best person to help or persons to help and keep the city going in the right direction and work well with the other parts of government.
Thank you, Mr. Wobser. Next up to speak this evening is Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening. First, I'd like to thank the Findlay Publishing Company for organizing the forum and the University of Findlay Weinbrenner for hosting it. I'm not a politician, and this is the first time I seek a political office, so I appreciate you taking the time to learn a bit about me. My name is Andre Gilbert. I was born and raised in Brazil. At age 14, I spent 6 months in Columbus as an exchange student. That experience planted a seed that fueled a desire to immigrate to the U.S. after I completed my medical school. I moved to the States in 1988, living in Lincoln, Nebraska for 2 years, before relocating to Cincinnati, where I spent 8 years during residency and fellowship at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Upon completion in 1998, I moved to Finland, where I've been here for the past 23 years. We all know and appreciate our city as one of the greatest places to live in Ohio, but we continue to face flooding issues, infrastructure challenges, and in the past few years, the problem with drug addiction, particularly opioids, that have affected our community in ways we never imagined, often overwhelming our best medical and mental health efforts. As a proud father and board member of the Blanchard Valley Health System, I've come to realize that listening, understanding, and working for the greater good are essential to accomplishing goals that best serve my family and our community. As a physician, I've been taught to use data, numbers, testing, science, and outcomes to help guide my approach to treating patients. These are all the skills I will draw upon when reviewing legislation or approving budgets for the city. Thank you for this opportunity, and I look forward to discussing my candidacy with you tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. Next up, Ms. Frischi.
Thank you again, WFIN and the University of Findlay, for hosting tonight's event. I'm looking forward to discussing the important community topics that are going to take place in this evening's debate. My name is Holly Frischi. I'm a businesswoman, a wife, and a mother that grew up in Findlay and was honored to serve on City Council for 6 years and earned the reputation of a true voice for the citizens of the community. My council track record supports keeping the City of Findlay running smoothly, and when council faces complex and sometimes controversial legislation, I was the council member who asked the tough questions openly on council to make sure the community understood the legislation being presented and how it would impact them personally before we voted on council. Voting dedication and experience is more than just placing the words under your name when you run for office. It's proving to the public that you are the candidate that takes action and works for the people. I have always been an all-in candidate, and my track record while on City Council reflects my hard work. In 2016, I took it a step further and started a social media page on Facebook that engaged citizens on what was happening in city government. By posting council videos, documents, surveys, and positive things happening in the city departments, the page is called Findlay Hot Topics with Holly Frischi. Over the years, I was a voice on issues regarding property rights, ending tax deferrals, helping Hancock Wood Electric users maintain fair utility rates when territory boundaries were in question. I petitioned the cleaning of Dalzell Ditch for the North End residents having water backup problems. And I worked to improve block. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Frischi. Next up is Mr. Russell.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you to WFIN and the University of Findlay for hosting tonight. My name is Grant Russell, and I am honored to serve all of the citizens of Findlay on City Council. I always appreciate the opportunity to discuss the city. I think that the city has a really good story to share. Now, this might sound like my opening statement from 2019, and that's because it is. It was relevant then, it's relevant now, it hasn't changed. I think campaigns are interesting, and you will hear the word I a lot tonight. I did this, I'm going to do that, I. But it is not about I, it's about us, it's about we. It's about the workforce and the administration, community partners, all working together. Nothing gets done by one person working alone. And as you listen tonight, listen to how often you hear the word I. To be effective on council, you have to have a broader view than just I and just one's self. There is simply no place for self-interest when it comes to representing all of the citizens of Findlay. Not only does it take teamwork, but it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of homework, and indeed there is plenty of homework when being on City Council. It requires you to reach out to everyone you can, city employees, supervisors, the mayor and her administration, community and business groups, and individual citizens who simply want to know what's going on. They want results. They, a lot of times, want to know how they can help. It takes sound judgment to make what you believe is the best informed decision for all the citizens in Findlay. And lastly, it takes strength and conviction to stick with your decisions. I'm excited for tonight's conversation to talk about the hard work and the teamwork, our accomplishments and successes at the city, and of course, the challenges that we face. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. And lastly, Mr. Greeno.
Thank you, Chris. I would like to thank WFIN and UFTV for sponsoring this forum. I am Randy Greeno, and I am currently serving as a 5th Ward City Councilman. This is my first experience as an elected official, but definitely not my first experience as a public servant. I retired from the City of Findlay after 34 plus years as an employee of the Water Pollution Control Center. During that time, I spent 20 years in an administrative position. With this experience, I became well-versed on the city's budgeting process, benefits, policy development, and implementation. Also, the city's flooding issues, as well as the inner workings of the city government. I have fostered good working relationships with many diverse administrations through the years. I believe this shows my ability to be flexible and encourage teamwork, which are characteristics that a responsible member of City Council should have. The City of Findlay is the envy of many around the state. Our ability to establish and maintain collaborative relationships is imperative for our continued success. Being named a top micropolitan community for 7 years straight isn't an accident. It takes all entities, public, private, corporate, working together for the common good of the community. I am committed to continue to bolster that effort and maintain our presence within the state. I am not a career politician, just an individual who loves this community, and I desire to continue serving the city. I've been involved with throughout the community in a wide variety of programs and causes, such as the Backyard Mission Trip, Coats for Christmas, United Way Days of Caring, on the Hancock Historical Museum Board, and with Honor Flight. These are ways that I can continue to give back to my community. My commitment and dedication to the community, along with my common sense approach to issues, are qualities that many people are appreciative of. My desire is to see my hometown continue to thrive and prosper. I'm committed to continuing to be part of the process by serving as a City Council member at large. Thank you.